Recalling when Bob's and Tanner's disappeared. Imagine heading off to your local store for the weekly shop, only to discover two sets of prices in differing currencies for the items you wish to buy. To add to your uncertainty, one set of prices has been rounded up and the cashier gives you change in both your familiar pounds, shillings and pence and in a new fangled decimal currency. Our younger listeners can be forgiven that thinking this scenario is a commentary about a future changeover to the euro. Those with older heads, age 60 and above, will remember that very scenario happening on February the 15th, 1971, when decimal currency was introduced. Until that day, a pound consisted of 20 shillings, and each shilling equaled 12 pence, making a pound worth 240 pence. This was the standard since the days of King Offa of Mercia in the 8th century and would seem rather antiquated in the late 20th century. Today we enjoy coinage in multiples of 10 and a pound is worth 100 pennies, but the UK was slow to embrace decimalisation. By 1971, most currencies in the world had already been decimalised, with Australia and New Zealand changing to a decimal currency in 1966, and India replacing the rupee of 16 annas, which in turn consisted of 12 pies, with a rupee of 100 new pesa in 1957. Russia was well ahead of the rest of the world and had adopted a decimal currency as far back as 1704. The conversion to a new currency required a vast number of new coins and therefore a lot of preparation. This included building a new mint at Llantrisant in Rhondda Cynon and Taf, since expanded facilities were needed for the necessary production. The first new coins to be produced were a fivepence piece, which was the same size and value as the shilling, a tenpence piece, which was the equivalent of 2 shillings, and a seven-sided 50-pence piece to replace the 10-shilling note. The idea was that by the time copper coins were introduced in 1971, people would be already familiar with 3 of the new coins, thus reducing the disruption of the handover. We will now look at the range of coins that were phased out, which will bring back memories to those of us who are old enough to have actually seen and spent them. The first casualty of the move to decimalisation was the halfpenny, which was about the size of the present twopence coin. From 1672 to 1936, Britannia appeared on the reverse of the coin, and then from 1937 to 1967, the image of the Golden Hind, the ship captained by Sir Francis Drake in his circumnavigation of the world. The half crown, worth 2 shillings and 6 pence, 12.5 pence in new money, was withdrawn from circulation on December the 31st, 1969. This demonetization before decimalization day was another step in smoothing the process by reducing the number of non-essential denominations. The old penny, although a very large coin, was about twice the size of the current 2 pence, was worth slightly less than the tiny new halfpenny. Pennies and threepennies were the next coins to be demonetized, with shopkeepers returning them to the banks, so that within 2 weeks of decimal day, they were effectively out of circulation, although they weren't officially withdrawn until the end of August. The 12-sided nickel brass threepenny, which is of the same shape and just slightly smaller than the present pound coin, was first produced in 1937 as a replacement for the tiny silver Joeys, which were becoming increasingly unpopular. It was worth 1¼ new pence. Sixpence. This coin survived until 1980. The sixpence, commonly known as a tanner, was the exact equivalent of 2½ new pence, and was the lowest common multiple of both systems. It became rather rare soon after decimalisation, but not actually withdrawn from circulation until 1980. The shilling, commonly known as a bob, has an English and Scottish design. There were two long survivors of decimalisation. The shilling and the 2-shilling coins were exact equivalents of the new 5-pence piece and the 10-pence coins, and remained in circulation as those denominations until 1980 and 1982 respectively, when they were replaced by smaller versions of the 5-pence and 10-pence coins.